The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling into the Thursday happy hour. I am so happy, man, because this RNC is almost damn over here in Milwaukee, Dom. But tonight is Trump's big night. The first post-assassination attempt speech, bandaged up, all bronzed, combed over, looking good for the nation. You know it's going to be a red tie, blue suit, white shirt. That's the only combo the man wears. Our Owens, apparently. And tonight, Dom, a unifier will take the stage. And then Donald Trump will speak.
I was going to say, who's the unifier? Hulk Hogan?
Kid Rock? Someone on the text line was encouraging me to do karaoke here on the radio.
No, don't do it. That's a terrible idea.
I have been reading, especially those that say, can we stop eating our broccoli? I do love broccoli, though. Sounds like some good liberals to me, Dom.
I mean, come on. When the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, your buddy, the guy who dropped the bomb of Act 10, is out there, talking about labor and his concern for working folks.
And Republicans winning over the union vote.
And the Reagan Democrat.
And what a fine spokesman he makes for the Republicans trying to.
About as fine as a spokesman as he makes for the Young American Kids.
I thought it was the Adolph's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
You know, it's funny. During our commercial break here, I was interviewed by a nice young lady. Citizen Kate, she called herself. She said she was trying to inspire young millennial voters to get out there and vote. And thinking to myself, am I the correct subject for this interview?
But, with that forehead, dude,
I'm like
absolutely.
The liberal Scott Walker thinking I'm going to somehow overcome the indoctrination of our youth by just, giving them jelly beans and taking them to the Reagan Ranch.
Don't forget the nice shirt, too. You got to have that nice Ronald Reagan shirt that Scott loves to wear.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. Of course, crew, the news of the day, Washington Post reporting today. Obama tells allies Biden needs to seriously consider his viability. The former president, as the Post reports, hugely influential in the party, has told associates that Biden's path to victory has significantly shrunk.
Well, I think we can all do math. There's really only three states left, and we're sitting in one of them. It's all about Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania at this late hour. There are only a few paths for Joe Biden to retain the presidency or for some other Democrat to replace him and win the presidency, and they include Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, because I don't see him winning in the desert Southwest. I don't see him going out to Nevada or Arizona at this late hour and changing the dynamics of the race. I'm not at all clear that Georgia is going to be fertile soil for him. I know it was close in recent races, but other than the special elections and the senatorial, we've never really had a lot of success in Georgia. In North Carolina, I know they want to pretend like it's in play, but I'm less convinced. So only three states will be your swing states. Wisconsin,
Michigan,
Pennsylvania, and Michigan. So, as you know, there has been some conjecture about whether or not Joe Biden will step down. And Axios, and I think our friend Maggie Dawn, and thanks for having us on her show, Maggie. Maggie shared this about 8:30 this morning, wrecked my morning, or at least enlighten me with the reporting of Axios. I believe Axios first reported earlier today that Joe Biden is now listening and considering his own exit, his own departure from the race. And that is sort of a change of tenor. And I don't think this is new news at the Washington Post about Barack Obama, because he would not have released, and I'm talking about George Clooney. Clooney is buddies with Obama, and he would not have released that statement in the New York Times had he not had Barack Obama's prior permission. One of his big Hollywood buddies, Katzenberg, tried to talk him out of it. Obama did not.
The Post does report today in some conversations, Obama, who has long looked to data for political insights, has told people he's concerned that the polls are moving away from Biden, that former President Donald Trump's electoral path is expanding, and that donors are abandoning the president. A little bit further down here, Congress's top Democrats, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, have both spoken directly with Biden in the past week, warning about the widely held concerns that his candidacy could hurt the chances for Democratic control in either legislative body next year. And apparently Pelosi has taken an even more active role behind the scenes, resisting efforts by Biden to end the debate about his continued candidacy, according to people familiar with her efforts. Now, Obama, perhaps the party's most revered figure, has tried to keep a lower profile, hoping to draw on his longtime friendship with Biden. But Obama's role as leader of the party from 08 to 16 has made him a sounding board for concerns across the party. I mean, it seems like it's ramping up. And again, Jamie Raskin came out today as well. We talked yesterday about Congressman, soon-to-be Senator from California, Adam Schiff. These are you know, the top-tier Democrats. And what? Polling was, what, 69, 70% of some Democrats would like to see him replaced at the top of the ticket.
This is totally unrelated. But I've got something to say at this moment in time. Oprah Winfrey had lunch today at the same place I did, and I missed her. How do you miss Oprah? Oprah was in the Milwaukee Public Market today. I had lunch at the Milwaukee Public Market today.
And that's the third ward, man. How was it? Was it busy? Was it not busy?
Not.
No, man.
Not.
That place, come on. This is what,
I mean,
Thursday.
It would have been me and Oprah, the only two stars in the building.
It's 70 some degrees. It's beautiful. It's blue skies. There is no
Milwaukee
finer place
is
in
not
Milwaukee.
Coming downtown.
And if you go to the third ward, if you know this town, that ward is busy all the time. Broadway is always parked up. That public market always slamming. That little tiki bar on the outside of the public market always busy. And it is not that.
It was not at all busy. Apparently, Oprah lunched on the Ribs Dom. She's a ribs person. Pat's Rib Place, which first opened in Waukesha in 2009. Apparently, they have family ties to Oprah Winfrey. Alicia is her niece. The public market's location is the first and only in operation in Milwaukee. And there's Oprah on Instagram eating at the Rib Place.
What did you have today, Curtis?
I also went local. I supported Kampali once again.
Oh, yeah.
More tacos, man. Argentinian and the shrimp.
Oh, so good.
I said, shout out to Paco. Thank you, Paco, and the fine staff at Kampali over on Brady for hosting our little broadcast on Monday and Tuesday of this week. But, you know, more tacos. Always room for tacos. 844-967-2789. And broccoli. Right, Tom from L.A.?
Hey, Tom. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. Oh, man. First off, what we're going to see tonight is Jimmy Swagger probably come out and say, I have sinned, and I'm, you know, he's gonna lie his way, because everything he does is lie. I hope everybody puts on their TV Project 2025 with a piece of paper on it below everything, because this is it, guys. This is the whole ballgame, I think. Sean O'Brien, shame on him. There won't be an NLRB. If Trump gets in there, the Supreme Court has already made inroads for the whole Project 2025. So it's not like it's a pipe dream of any kind. It's just going to be us voters getting out there, and we the people voting for the Democratic candidate one way or another to win, you know, to have our country. That's the only thing we can do.
Joy, Tom, I just feel like we should put this conversation on hold till we figure out who that candidate might be, sir.
Well, I'm whoever the candidate is, I'm behind. So I don't care. You know, I am a big Joe Biden supporter, and I wasn't at first. I was a Bernie supporter, but Joe Biden has proven to be an FDR type of president. And you know what? If we didn't have TV and if we didn't have social media the way we have it today, Joe Biden probably be okay to run for office. But because of that,
but we do, Tom. We yeah. do, man.
We do.
That's
we do.
That's a big exactly. if. We do. If what, if no one had to watch him or observe exactly. him. Do the actual campaigning, then he'd have a much better yeah. chance of winning, Tom.
Right. I mean,
come on, man.
About, you know, the 1930s when FDR ran, he was in a wheelchair and all that. Nobody really.
But the question isn't about. But you understand that's a different analogy because FDR, his mental capabilities weren't at question. If Joe Biden was in a wheelchair, hell, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is in a wheelchair. He's giving a speech. It's not about that.
Here's what I don't understand. What the hell? We have two public officials. We have Joe Biden and we have felon Donald Trump. And they keep on saying they're going to private doctors. BS. You know what? Go to a public doctor. Let us see the records of everything that's going on physically. We don't even know what happened with the little nick on his ear from Saturday. We have no idea because no one goes to a doctor that act. They only go to their private doctors. And that goes for both Joe and for Trump. It's like, enough of this. We the people deserve to know what it is that's going on medically with our people that are running for office for the biggest.
But, Tom, should these candidates have enough vibrancy that we don't need a medical document within the last five business days or we can't trust it?
They don't. Donald Trump looks like he's been on Special K the last couple of days with his tranquilizers at the RNC, and you got frickin' you know, Joe, who looks like he's a corpse right now, unfortunately, and it's just, you know, that's what we got, and the thing is,
that's what we got.
I do think Kamala can do it, and I do think Kamala can do it, and I just hope everybody gets out and votes, and whether you like her, you know, sound in her voice or whatever it is, get over it, people. This is our democracy versus an autocracy.
Now, what? Weren't you just telling me to get over it and vote for Joe? Come on, man. Like I said, we cannot make a decisive pick if we don't really know who the nominee of the Democratic Party is.
You know exactly who it is. It's not Donald Trump. Very decisively.
Right? Well, I'm going to vote for him. I didn't say I wasn't going to vote for him. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live on the road. RNC MKE 2024.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from Milwaukee, RNC MKE 2024. Going to take some of your calls, play some of the sound we have today, and enjoy this political party at 844-967-2789.
Peace Frog playing. That's about the 1968 convention. Blood on the streets of Chicago, as the Doors describe it. Dom, more breaking headlines here at the Washington Post. Pelosi has told House Democrats that Biden may soon be persuaded to exit the race. I feel like she feels like she's being influential in this case because Nancy Pelosi apparently has been quietly masterminding or, you know, pulling the strings, if you will, Dom. She and Obama and others. I mean, come on, man. When you don't have the leadership of your own party or Crudy behind you, you had zero chance of winning re-election.
You had me at Crudy. Apparently, the former speaker has told California Democrats and some members of House leadership that she thinks Biden is getting close to deciding to abandon his presidential bid. Some Democrats fear that by staying in, Biden will end up handing the White House to Trump, according to three Democratic officials.
Well, that's been the fear for some time, but now as the polling comes out and we see even the Democratic base, the vast majority of them would like to see Joe Biden replaced at the top of the ticket. We saw other polling today saying about 80% of them would be more than willing to have Kamala put at the top of the ticket. I think it would be disastrous for the DNC. You don't want blood on the streets.
don't force feed the delegates a virtual roll call nomination next
week.
No,
that would be a very bad idea,
I think. So, anyways, for what it's worth, Democratic Party, I know you care what Crudy thinks, so that's it.
Doesn't everybody, and nobody more than Crudy cares what Crudy thinks.
844 no one more than I.
967-2789. We care what you think. That's a talk or a text number.
Crudy more than dumb.
The phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Chad from Greenfield, you're up. Happy days, Chad. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chad.
Hey, is it ironic that all the gaslighting the Democrats have done, saying that Trump's going to take away democracy? Actually, you guys are taking away democracy. I have friends that unfortunately voted for Biden and support him. They want him to run, and now the higher-ups, the Obamas, the Pelosi's, they're taking him away. They're taking away my first votes, and they're not going to be able to vote. They're taking away the list.
They can't take away anything, Chad. The guy's got to step aside. No one's taking away their vote. If Biden chooses to step down, he will. If not... I'm sorry, what, Chad?
You know they're forcing him to step aside. They are ruining democracy. They are ruining your democracy.
That's a terrible analogy, Chad. It's the inner workings of a political party, man, and number one. And number two, as Crudy mentioned, nobody can make the president.
They were trying to force Trump to step aside in 2016 in Cleveland. That's why he brought Paul Manafort on.
If he steps aside, Joe Biden, it's because of the pressure of Pelosi, Obama. It's not because of the people. You guys are stealing the people's democracy.
I know you keep saying that, Chad, but you're absolutely wrong, and it's a terrible analogy. The only person on this earth that can make, quote-unquote, impact, have any effect on the president not running
is
the president.
Joe Biden. The wife.
It's still his decision.
Sure, but she is the person that could influence the outcome.
Maybe not. And there's, again, the other side of that, Chad.
I've heard that bad analogy, stealing democracy.
Give me a break. The other side of that, of course, is the down ticket elections. And if you have the leader of the House and the leader of the Senate on the Democratic side think that they're not going to have a chance in hell if Joe Biden's at the top of the ticket, well, they're certainly, if democratically speaking, Chad, if they're hearing from their constituents and they're hearing from their other elected officials and they're expressing their concerns, well, wouldn't that mean if 80% of the folks think it's okay for Kamala Harris to come on board, wouldn't that be embracing capitalism, democracy, Chad? I think it would be.
Well, it's not like the Democratic Party ran an active primary
right
in 2024. So, I mean, the only one that would have the claim is Dean Phillips. And he got, 1.4% of the vote? Uninstructed, outvoted Dean Phillips in both the state of Wisconsin and Michigan. So, I don't think anyone's taking anything away from Joe Biden or democracy.
And for the record, Chad, it was, I'm not going to assume you're a Trump fan, but based on the way you're talking, I think that would be a fair guess. It was Donald Trump who said he'll be a dictator on the first day. Dictator on day one. Don't talk to me about stealing democracy and all you Dems because they're having some challenges at the top of the ticket that you're ruining democracy. Your guy literally said he'll be a dictator on day one. Explain to me, sir, how being a dictator, goes along with democracy.
Well,
can those things exist at the same time, Chad? No, they can't.
Well, he doesn't have to say what he'll do. We've already seen what he'll do on January 6th, 2021. He already tried to overcome democracy in the state of Wisconsin. I found it so ironic. I've been up at this RNC campus a few different times this week, Dom, and I've heard so many people bemoaning the fact that it's like Fox News, democracy first. And they're like, why are they always supporting democracy? I literally heard a woman say, why are they supporting democracy? It should be republicanism first. And I'm thinking there is no reaching some people. 844-967-2789. If you're open-minded and reasonable, call us now.
And even if you're not, John from Watertown, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Yes. Thanks, Dom. Thanks, Crew, for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in with my own opinion here. I've been a Biden supporter all along, and I've been behind him, and I know it is his decision. But I think with COVID now, and with so many people in the Democratic Party, wanting him to step down, I think it is time for him to pass the torch. And I, I would like to see it in hand to Kamala Harris. And my opinion is because, or my reason is because when they voted for overwhelmingly supported him in the primaries, I mean, they knew that Kamala Harris was going to be VP again.
Right.
And I just think that she's in the best position to beat Trump in the fall.
John, a lot of people agree with you. Dim polling out today shows that the vast majority of Democratic voters would be just fine with Kamala being at the top of the ticket. It's funny. Wes just texted us in from Middleton. Boys, I worry. He might be in disarray. I think he means the Democrats. Now, Cam's got a different take on this. He's like, ha, 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 they planned this. They're totally going to try and take the night from Trump, meaning that if Joe Biden were to step down,
that
would steal all the thunder.
Would he address the nation tonight? President, because the president addressed the nation, you know, and calls it from the Oval Office, everyone's going to take it, right?
They wouldn't even know whether or not to take the Trump speech. I'd love it. Do it, Joe. Do it. More Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, our final night at the RNC MKE 2024. The black helicopters are not buzzing us quite as
well, apparently,
as frequently as they used to.
Yeah, they were not fond of lots of people.
The film
coalescing up on the roof of the building that we are broadcasting
apparently
from.
Apparently, the boom mic looked something like a bazooka or something.
So they decided to buzz the tower while we were talking with our former Republican governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott McCallum. You can be our guest on the lines at 844-967-2789.
I have been checking the text line. Anne from Chippewa Falls says, you know, if they're going to replace Biden on the ticket, what about putting Commander Mark Kelly on the ticket? We need a military person. Thank you, she says. Thank you, Ann, for listening. Here's a thought I had. And
I think Maggie, certainly be involved, no question.
Maggie Dawn, earlier today, well, Mark Kelly's from the state of Arizona, and Arizona has got a Democratic governor. That is always important. I mean, there's a reason, supposedly, Ron Johnson was not a consideration for VP because Democratic Governor Tony Evers would have the right to replace him, and they'd never give up the seat, right?
Right.
So Mark Kelly is a Democratic senator from the state of Arizona, and Arizona, obviously, that was an important state for Joe Biden, like 11,000 votes, the margin differential, when Fox News called it for Joe Biden in Arizona. And, you know,
and we know what happened.
Well, Donald Trump and the rest.
They have the election stolen.
And blah, 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 blah.
That's what they say. That's what they say even to this day.
But I would say if we are, and if you believe the math like I believe the math, Dom, I think we're down to about three swing states in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Arizona ate it.
Well, my thought is Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer.
Hey, Gret.
Could help you potentially carry the state of Michigan. I think she'd be very popular in both Michigan, Wisconsin, and potentially Pennsylvania. Two women on the ballot, that might be much for the American people. We've obviously had a female vice president, but that'd be historic, a female president. You got a black woman at the top of the ticket, that'd be historic. And I think a lot of the reasons that people lack enthusiasm and the constituencies that lack enthusiasm for Joe Biden at the top of the ticket right now would have a completely different attitude if it was Kamala, perhaps with Gretchen Whitmer, maybe what's his name?
Buttigieg.
Shapiro, I was going to. No, awesome. Buttigieg never factored into my math.
Never?
Never. Why Buttigieg?
He's sharp.
Well, he is sharp, but he still looks like he's 14 years old.
Ah, here you go with the looks.
And his
again.
Qualifications are that. Come on, you don't think that matters? Why are we talking about Joe Biden because of how he looks, dude?
No, it's not about how he looks. It's about the mental hiccups that he's been having. He's 81 years old. He's got more bad days ahead of him than good days. That's why we're talking about it. I mean, what experience did Donald Trump have? What does Donald Trump look like? If those things mattered, we would not have the presidents, some of the presidents that we've had. So, Please, spare me that. 844-967.
How can he beat Nixon?
2789.
Other than the machine in Chicago.
Other than that. Robert from West Allis, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. The reason why Kamala worries me is if you remember when she ran, whenever she didn't have a speech prepared, when she ran for president, it was a disaster. Now, I don't know if she's gotten a lot better over time, but I do like the Buttigieg. And the reason why is if you remember how Biden came to be, right, Klobuchar and Buttigieg stepped down. Obama called them up and said, hey, we all have to coalesce around Joe. Well, I think it's time for Joe and his camp to coalesce and do the right thing. And I think, you know, we have to not be worried about first. We have to worry about who can win. So we should really be looking at Gavin Newsom. We should be looking at Mayor Pete. Hell, I think George Cooney would do better in the election than Biden or Harris at this point.
What about my boy Bernie? VP Bernie!
Please, no more actors. Wasn't Reagan an actor? Thank you for the call, Robert. Really appreciate it. Regarding Kamala Harris, the vice president, of course, she's been VP for almost 4 years.
We've got some sound of her from
today.
We
certainly do. So she was speaking. Let's hear.
The flavor of the day, Kamala Harris.
She is certainly the flavor of the day. Rich, if you would, please let me pull it up. Let's hear from Kamala Harris talking about Vance, his speech yesterday, the Republican vice presidential pick, and Project 2025. Cut number 8, please, Rich.
What is very telling is what he did not talk about on that stage. He did not talk about Project 2025. Their 900-page blueprint for a second Trump term.
But Trump doesn't know anything about it, and there's certainly some things in there he doesn't like. The vice president speaking, you would be the judge, the flavor of the day. How's she doing? Good point here. No unity, and have tried to overturn the election. Yeah, how can you unify? Cut number 9, please.
You cannot claim to be for unity if you try to overturn a free and fair election and threaten to terminate the United States Constitution.
And don't forget, be a dictator for a day, yada, 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 so on and so forth.
Yeah, but if you like how it goes on the first day,
yeah, it could
you're
be
never
going
to give it back.
Well, I mean, why would I? All you need is one day. The vice president talking about reproductive freedoms. Cut number 10, please, Rich.
You cannot claim you stand for unity if you are intent on taking reproductive freedoms from the people of America and the women of America.
The vice president speaking today, make your voices heard, cut 11.
Are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it?
And the final cut from the vice president, very, very fired up today with the crowd. Basic freedoms, cut 12, please.
You cannot claim you stand for unity if you are pushing an agenda that deprives whole groups of Americans of basic freedoms, opportunity, and dignity.
Makes a fine point, that vice president. There you go. Flavor of the day.
We got some questions on the text line. Hi, Devils. This is Carolyn from Sun Prairie. I have a question. At the DNC, can they nominate someone other than who won the primary? In other words, if Biden doesn't step down, could he be overlooked and Kamala be nominated? Awkward. The term is faithless electors, I believe. And the delegates are faithless delegates in this case. The delegates could, in their good conscience, vote for someone other than the nominee who won the state that they represent. So it could happen, but it seems quite, if that's going to happen, it's not going to be Kamala. You know what I mean? She's not going to run against her own president. Joe would have to step aside.
If Joe's not a willing participant in this, then it's not Kamala.
Then it's a intra-party coup, right? And it's not going to be his vice president. So if he steps aside, I think theoretically, while we're all assuming it's going to be Kamala, and she certainly sounded good in her speech today,
nothing would require that to be the case. And there could be something of a mini primary, and the delegates would have the right to vote their conscience. But most of them, I think the vast majority of them, you might see a few defectors. But if Joe is the nominee and he goes to the convention in Chicago, he's going to get the votes of the delegates.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Peg from Cottage Grove, you are up. Welcome, Peg. What do you got for
Hello,
us?
Hello, Peg.
Hi. I just wondered, I called into Maggie's show earlier, and I just wanted to say again that I think the best thing that Joe can do is to back off, have Kamala and Liz Cheney on the ticket. I think it would bring, reality back to MAGA.
Interesting Kamala thought, and- Peg. Oh, Kamala and Liz Cheney. Thank you for the call, Peg. I mean, Liz Cheney is still a Cheney. She still, I mean, went with the Republican ideals and politics 99-96% of the time, however you want to define it. And I certainly appreciate Cheney's standing up and pushing back on this whole mega movement. And for, you know, for bringing people together, perhaps you would get some of the never Trumpers to come out, but would you lose anybody
didn't McCain
by doing so?
Consider this with Joe Lieberman.
Right.
And eventually he was overruled. Lieberman, his good buddy, eventually Lieberman went from being a Democrat to being an independent, but he went rogue instead. Rouge. Got him some Sarah Palin. I've been doing a little Palin-esque writing on my hand today because I don't want the wind to blow away my papers.
Well,
give them a target.
Only from because you read all the books.
The black helicopters flying overhead. Mind if I call you Joe?
844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for
us? Hey, Paulie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Devils. I personally think the Democrats that are around and know Biden, they understand there's something wrong. They absolutely know it, or they wouldn't be trying to replace him, because these are smart people. And I think that it was kind of covered up, but I don't think they thought it was as bad as it is. So I really feel in my heart to heart that Kamala will get the nomination here shortly, because it's the only logical thing. She'll get to pick her vice president, and we're going to move on, and everything will turn out all right. But there's no way they would be getting or giving up on Biden if they thought he was capable of the job. It just wouldn't happen, even if he is down in the polls, because you have plenty of time to make that up, especially running against Trump. So that's my two cents. They know something's wrong with the man, and it's sad. It's very sad, because he's done a really good job. Thanks, Devils.
Thank you, Paul. Well, the electorate has the perception, and it's going to be hard to overcome, especially when your own party's leadership is turned against you. I mean, it is an insurmountable thing. So the reality doesn't matter at this point. Perception has become the reality. Joe is not capable. The party has made the decision. If Joe won't step aside, he's bound for a loss. So I am hopeful, but there's a lot of ifs and Paul's if-then statement, you know?
Ah, come on, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. Paulie said it.
I actually think this will be the most politically inspiring thing we're going to see in some time. I think if Joe Biden were to step away, and, you know, I love this concept.
Gracefully exit
in a statement-like fashion, honored, you know, regaled by the crowd, and then let's get down to business. Let's go win the election. I think the electorate, I think the American people would turn in massively. Now, I'd seen earlier overnights from Nielsen's, the ratings, 18 million, I believe, on the first night of this RNC debate nationally have turned in. I think they had 50 million for the Biden-Trump debate. And I suspect after the first night, the curiosity has waned a little bit, although I think it'll peak tonight when Trump takes the stage, maybe 20-plus million.
You mean Hulk Hogan takes the stage and Kid Rock plays?
Oh, yeah. Well, those are the real highlights of the evening. But I got to tell you, if the Democrats, quote unquote, upset the apple cart, if Joe Biden steps down, I mean, the press, the American people, the world
will be captivated by this process, and I think it will change the polls. I think people will be energized, and if this is about getting out the base, this will get out the base for the Democratic Party. Listen to me, Jamie Harrison.
Folks, we are the Devil's
Hear
Advocates.
Hear me, Joe Biden.
Broadcasting live for one more segment from Milwaukee. Scene of the RNC MKE 2024, or as I've been calling it, RIP GOP 2024, because it is no longer the grand old party. It is full-on mega. And maybe Liz Cheney would help that, but I don't know if there's enough voters to make that matter. Come back with us, folks, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. Rich will get you soon.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Ooh, yeah. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, thankfully. 844-967-2789, wrapping up the RNC in the MKE 2024. Folks, if you're around town, come downtown. Lots of bars and restaurants are open. Hasn't been a boon for everyone. And it's easy to get around as long as you're not in the secure zone. Come down to downtown Milwaukee.
Or you
can
do what we're going to do. The text line. Lighten up. Hey, what bar are you guys going to after the show?
South Shore Yacht Club, baby.
Say it one more time.
South Shore Yacht Club. Tell me you're a guest of Dominic Salvia. They'll let you right in.
Down near Thunder Island, right?
Crudy, the lineup today. Pick
you
your
stuck
fighter.
In my head now.
Top RNC speakers tonight. Listen to this cavalcade. The introductions, man. The opening bands for Trump. Mike Pompeo. Alina Hava. How does the attorney get a slot? She didn't even do very well.
They paid
well.
Her rewrite her speech. Apparently, she gets to butter up the old man. I heard her on Hannity or one of the Righty Whitey shows the other day. They made me start over, and I cried as I read this speech aloud. She's going to cry, she claims.
Oh, lots of crying. Well, she'd rather be cute than smart. Oh, speaking of not being smart or cute, Tucker
Rhymes
Carlson.
Rhymes with Tucker.
Tucker, man, Tucker's back in the fold after getting
back in the USSR
from Fox News. Tucker's back. He's going to, introduce
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, take your vitamins.
Oh, you Hulkamaniacs.
Take your vitamins and vote, brother. Wow, I guess I had no consideration or thought of the political leanings of Hulk Hogan, but now I guess
MAGA.
I guess we know.
He always wore the red thing. He's tearing his shirt off.
That sounds pretty MAGA, right?
Walking around inappropriately in a, well, it's not a thong. It's a yellow thong thing. That's what you wear.
And then after Hulk Hogan, the crowd will get fired up. Eric Trump.
Wah, Dad, wah, I love you wah. The most. I love you, Dad. Do you hear me when I nominated you, Dad? I love you, Dad.
His wife, is that wife, Lara? She's one.
Lara.
Yeah, Lara. She did a hell of a speech the other night as well. Dana
was
White.
Was it auto-tuned?
It was not. Don't ever sing Tom Petty. Dana White, also, what, UFC guy? He is
UFC rich guy. You know who else? The Widow Hendricks giving a speech as an everyday American.
She is identified,
everyday American billionaire.
Identified in the lineup as Diane Hendricks - everyday American. I mean, she's what, like top 90th richest person in the world? Certainly one of the top richest people in the state of Wisconsin. I would hardly call that a regular American, but again, this is the RNC. What you thought you knew what merge words meant.
When you write seven-figure checks, they'll call you whatever you ask them to.
I mean, come on. It's just the whole thing is just such propaganda, but I guess that's the whole point.
If I was a multi-million-dollar donor to all Republican causes,
I would want to be addressed as conquistador.
Conquistador?
Yes. Conquistador Crudy.
You better start writing some checks. We do have...
You better start writing some checks, Conquistador Crudy.
Yeah, well, when they cash Conquistador, that one's free. Then I'll start calling you that. Rich, we do have some sound. As I did make my way into the RNC yesterday, and thank you for all the badges and help
Didn't
from
we
all
go?
The civic media
where,
folks.
Where was I? I mean,
you were there, too.
We went
we,
to the...
We, but I guess you were in there, too. I did record. I know you put some stuff up
I
on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook
page.
Come on,
page. I did more than you did.
Peter Navarro of what? Of going to jail fame for not... What, following the subpoena of the J6 committee. He was out. He's out. Went fresh out of jail, out on bail. California dreaming. Peter Navarro spoke last night.
I also saw him
night.
This morning.
He was there, too?
He was around giving interviews.
We have a few sounds from it. Let's hear cut number three, if you would, please, Rich.
This is a beautiful thing. I think you folks just want to know if you can see my MAGA tattoo I got there.
This prison tat.
What was Navarro sporting the Mike Tyson face tattoo, mega tattoo? I wasn't clear. Let's hear about the wake-up call Navarro got. Cut four, please.
I went to prison so you won't have to.
Oh, there we go.
I am your wake-up call.
Well, it's good to know that he went to prison for me, Curtis, so I guess I get a hall pass. Anything I want to do, man. Peter Navarro went to prison for me.
I thought your coffee maker going off at like 5:30 was my wake-up call.
Last one from Navarro, walking out of prison, cut number five.
Yes, indeed. This morning I did walk out of a federal prison in Miami.
Party.
Joe Biden and his Department of Injustice. Put me there.
Your failure to comply with congressional subpoenas put you there, sir.
I mean, potato, call me maestro.
Dominic, so many people to thank. Thank you, Maggie Dodd, for letting us merge our fine programs together in the 3 o'clock hour today and yesterday. Thank you to former Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum, a fine guest, although the black helicopters didn't like the company we were keeping.
No.
Thank you to our friend in labor and broadcast, Rick Smith. Love Rick Smith. Appreciate you all for joining us. Thank you to our friends at Kampali, our friends here at Civic Media for, you're right, Dom, they've been doing a lot, and they made it work for us. And thank you to all the party people that have made Milwaukee a good time for us. I can't speak for the Republicans, but I've been spending money, drinking copiously and having a good time all week long, Dom.
It's our community service. Thanks, you folks, for listening. Tonight, more coverage from Civic Media. Stick around. Check it out.
We're going to the Yacht Club.